Lessons from the Farm. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. This is Global Entrepreneurship Week, the first of its kind, and aimed at connecting enterprising young people with their counterparts all over the world. And yesterday, in Columbia, the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture released a new study that shows just how powerful entrepreneurship is here in Tennessee.
But essentially what that $23 billion with a B says is that that cadre, if you will, those entrepreneurs that are in that non-farm proprietor classification, they generated $23 billion in receipts in 2006. So that's the revenue that they generated here in the state of Tennessee. $23 billion is a nice addition to the gross state product.
Dr. Michael Wilcox is an assistant professor with UT's Department of Agricultural Economics and one of the authors of the study, Entrepreneurship in Tennessee, Striving for Success. Wilcox says while this study doesn't focus particularly on agriculture, they know that a lot of entrepreneurs come off the farm.
And oftentimes these jobs are jobs that they themselves created because they themselves are entrepreneurial on the farm. They have their off-farm job as well that's not agriculturally oriented, but they use those cross-cutting skills that they learned on the farm. And then many of them are employed by non-agricultural firms. There's one thing that people need to understand is that entrepreneurship is very cross-cutting. And you can be in ag, and what you learn on the farm is directly transferable to those things that you do in a non-ag perspective.
Dr. Michael Wilcox says in those rural areas where entrepreneurship has been successful, that success stems from attracting and keeping young people.
So that includes green space, places to meet, a culture, and we find this in the rural areas, a culture that promotes community. Oftentimes we see that in the churches, and that's very important and useful, and we need to look beyond that community and the community as a whole.
All of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.